ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 18। पृथु महाराज मिल्क्स द अर्थ प्लैनेट, टेक्स्ट 16। दैतया दानवावत्स्यं प्रह्लादम असुरर्षभम् विधाया दुदुहन् क्षीरम् अयः पात्रे सुरासवम्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। द सन्स ऑफ दीति एंड द डीमंस ट्रांसफॉर्म प्रह्लाद महाराज who was born in an asura family into a calf, and they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer which they put into a pot made of iron. The sons of Diti, please repeat after me, the sons of Diti and the demons transformed Prahlad Maharaj who was born in an asura family into a calf, and they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer which they put into a pot made of iron. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The demons also have their own types of beverages in the form of liquors and beers. Just as the demigods use somarasa for their drinking purposes, the demons born of Diti take great pleasure in drinking wine and beer. Even today, people of demoniac nature are very much addicted to liquor and beer. The name of Prahlad Maharaj is very significant in this connection, because Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of demons as the son of Hiranyakashipu. By his mercy, the demons were and still are able to have their drinks in the form of wine and beer. The word ayaha, iron, is very significant. Whereas the nectarian soma was put into a golden pot, the liquors and beers were put in an iron pot, because the liquor and beer are inferior. They are placed in an iron pot. And because somarasa is superior, it is placed in a golden pot. Daitaya danava vatsam prahladam asurar sabham bidhaya duduhan kshiram ayah patre surasabham. The sons of Diti and the demons transformed Prahlad Maharaj, who was born in an asura family, into a calf, and they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer which they put into a pot made of iron. So Prithu Maharaj milks the earth. Prithu Maharaj, when he saw that the earth became unproductive, the earth was not catering to the needs of the living entities, he became very angry. And he chastised earth, planet, very severely. He was very angry and he chastised the earth planet, the personified earth planet, or in one word you can say Mother Earth. Vasundhara. So, and being afraid and at the same time recognizing Prithu Maharaj's anger, the earth explained why she did what she did. And her reason was that all kinds of non-devotees are simply exploiting the planet. Everything is meant, whatever Krishna is actually providing through Mother Nature, for living entities' survival. First consideration is living entities get what they need. And the second consideration is that whatever is there must be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by doing that, the living entities will become spiritually elevated. The living entities will become situated in their constitutional position. The Bohirmukha Jiva, the living entities, those who have become averse to Krishna and as a result of that fallen into the under the influence of the illusory energy of the Lord, they're getting a chance to rectify their perverted mentality in this material nature. And through proper guidance, they get to know how to rectify their perverted mentality and become free from their suffering condition. And the process is very simple, they surrender to Krishna. And the process of surrendering to Krishna is offering everything to Krishna. And the process of surrendering is to engage the senses in order to give pleasure to Krishna's senses. This is the very simple consideration of devotional service. Devotional service is not a very difficult thing to execute. Other spiritual activities are very difficult. Austerities, penances, sacrifice, even deity worship. Difficult job. But devotional service is very simple. And devotional service constitutes just these two considerations. Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi, dadasi jat. Jat tapashyosi kaunteya, tat kurusha madarpan. Now whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice or in charity or the austerities that you perform, do everything for my sake. Offer everything to me. That is one aspect of devotional service. The other aspect of devotional service is Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. We have our senses, and those senses are engaged in giving pleasure to Krishna's senses. When we use the senses in order to exploit this material nature for our own pleasure, that is not desirable. That's not an appropriate act. That becomes the cause of our material suffering condition. That intensifies our suffering condition. That becomes the cause of our bondage in the material nature. But if it is offered to Krishna, if our senses are engaged in Krishna's service, including our mind, there are actually 11 senses. Like 5 external senses, 5 working senses, and 1 internal sense. Now when all these 11 senses are engaged in serving Krishna, that is devotional service. So devotional service means just shifting the attitude, shifting the purpose. In the material nature, everyone is acting in order to give pleasure to their senses. But when instead of doing that, the senses are engaged in offering pleasure to Krishna's senses, that becomes devotional service. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada Ki. So Srimad Bhagavatam time and time again is reminding us of this principle. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavata is giving us a very simple understanding of devotional service. But devotional service means our constitutional activity, our constitutional position. Bhagavad Gita time and time again has pointed out this principle, ultimately coming to the conclusion of surrender unto me. Just surrender unto me. Surrender whatever you have, surrender yourself, surrender your senses, surrender your activities, everything unto me. The result will be, I will take care of you in all respects. You surrender and Krishna will take care. You don't surrender, Krishna will provide, but He won't take care in that sense. He'll provide with out of a sense of duty. But when you surrender, then a loving relationship will develop. And that love is the source of joy. So Krishna made all the arrangements through the material nature, especially this planet Earth. And then Mother Earth actually surrendered to Krishna, and she explained why she did withdraw all the grains and herbs, grains of herbs and plants and medicinal plants, and which actually provide for the living entities' survival on the planet. Because she saw that those assets, those gifts were being exploited by the demoniac people. And so from that we can understand the Mother Earth is actually able to provide everything that one needs. But if we are not careful, if we do not offer it to Krishna, if we do not accept them with a sense of gratitude, which is the principle of sacrifice. Sahajagya praja srishta puravancha prajapati. At the beginning of creation, this system of yagya has been, system of sacrifice has been introduced. Krishna created that. Sahajagya, when the prajas, the progeny was procreated, when the living entities were brought into this material nature, this system had been established. A kind of rapport between the human beings and the demigods. So the human beings are receiving the gifts from the demigods in the form of different necessities being supplied. The demigods are supplying everything that we need. There is a need of water, the demigods are supplying that. Indra is supplying water, rain, in the form of rain. Pavandev is supplying the wind. Suryadev is supplying sun, rays of the sun, light. And in this way, different demigods are the responsible in charge of different departments. And they're providing us, they're supplying us, and we are supposed to pay them something in return of the service that we are taking from them, the facilities that we are getting, and that is called yagya. And Krishna is saying, by establishing that relationship, you live happily. The living entities are meant to live happily. And it's a common sense consideration. We can see in our day-to-day life, we get facilities and in exchange we have to pay the price. Like we get electricity, at the end of the month the bill comes, we have to pay the bill. We get the supply of water, at the end of the month we get the bill, we have to provide. We have nice facilities for roadways, we have to pay the bill. We have education system, we have to pay the bill. We have the ability to earn money, and we have to pay the tax. So in this way there are different facilities we are receiving, and in exchange of that we have to pay the bill. In our day-to-day life we see, and now if we don't pay, then what will happen? Those supply will be cut. We won't get that supply anymore. So that is the primary consideration, initial consideration. In the material nature, we are getting different facilities. We are being provided with different facilities. And who are supplying those facilities? Demigods. And we have to pay the price. What is the price? The price is yajna. Like, whatever you're getting from them, a part of it is given back to them for their pleasure. Like, it has been pointed out in this chapter, the grains are actually meant to be offered in sacrifice. Not all the grains, part of the grains, with the milk in the form of ghee. These are the two essential things we are getting from Mother Earth. Cow's milk, which is ultimately transformed into the essence, the ghee, and the grains. And when it's offered to the pleasure of the demigods, that is sacrifice. So in this way we can see that the food grains that are produced by Mother Earth have three aspects, three purposes. One is our personal survival for our food. The other is in the form of seeds to continue the process of production. And another part is offered to the demigods in the form of sacrifice. And then by getting that, the demigods will provide. The demigods means the devotees. So here it is pointed out, these are non-devotees. Mother Earth has pointed out, she didn't use the expression demon, she did non-devotees. That means those who do not accept the authority of Krishna and the arrangement made by Krishna. So, because they are exploited, and today's world situation is like that, and that's why we can very easily conclude that what's going to happen to this earth planet in a few years' time if we do not rectify the situation. Like we are seeing, there are so many natural calamities are taking place. One natural calamity is the way the pattern is changing. Then the excessive heat, the heat waves. All over. The climatic condition is changing so much. The places which were hot, they're becoming extremely hot. The places they were cold, even they're becoming hot. And although we are not seeing, and then we are seeing the rain is becoming scarce, the water is becoming scarce. Like, I remember, like when I used to travel in India, even 20, 30 years back, we used to see the rivers, even in winter, even in early summer, they were full. Then rivers didn't become dry like the way they are becoming now. Jamuna, the way Jamuna changed in last 30 years. I remember when I used to be in Vrindavan in the 70s, the Jamuna was full. Now it is Jamuna is becoming dry. Most of the rivers are becoming dry. When we travel, we see the river, we are going over the bridge, but we are going over not over a river. We are going over some dry river beds. So rivers are becoming dry, the sky is not generating rains. So what's going to happen? It can probably be only a matter of few years when the earth planet can actually become a desert. And then on top of that, they are doing so many things, like hybrid seeds. Then such intense heavy fertilizers are being used They're burning out the soil. I mean, this civilization is a very, very destructive civilization. And what they're doing, they're causing this calamity for themselves. Due to their reckless activity, the human society today is causing such a calamitous situation for themselves in the near future. They are simply concerned about their temporary pleasure. That is what materialistic way of life is. Just for a momentary pleasure, they are prepared to sacrifice anything. Which begins with sex life. Just for a momentary pleasure, they're prepared to undergo any kind of damage and loss. And in there, in a broader scale, the human society is running after the similar kind of an attitude. Like, let us enjoy. If it is for one day or one month or one year, doesn't matter. Let's have it. What will happen, we don't care. They're not concerned about, at least, they may survive, they may go through their generation, but what about their children? How are they creating the future for their children? What kind of future they are creating for their children? Their children will probably won't have any food to eat. They won't have any water to drink. They won't have any pure oxygen to breathe. It's happening like 30, 40 years back. No one could even think that water could be polluted so bad that we have to drink only bottled water. We won't be able to drink tap water. Nobody ever thought of it. Tap water was the only source. The bottled water was very, very